Operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump and former Vice President Biden back on the campaign trail the day after the two had their second and final debate last night. They sharply disagreed over the government's handling of the pandemic.
The president defended his handling of the health crisis and insisted things are getting better.
We're rounding the turn. We're rounding the corner. It's going away.
But Biden immediately pointed to 230,000 COVID deaths in the U.S.
Anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States of America.
Mr. Trump responded by criticizing strict lockdowns, which he said have hurt families and the economy.
We can't let that happen, Joe. You can't let that happen. We have to open up.
Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Nashville.
11 days until Election Day. President Trump had two campaign rallies in Florida, completing one earlier this afternoon in the Villages. Later tonight, he'll speak to a crowd in Pensacola. Earlier in the day, the president announced Sudan will start to normalize ties with Israel, making it the third Arab state to do so as part of U.S. brokered deals. Mail-in balloting hitting some speed bumps, especially in battleground states.
Postal records show there continue to be delivery delays as millions of Americans are voting by mail. Postal data through October 9th shows nearly all the agency's delivery regions missing its target of having at least 95% of first-class mail arrive within 5 days. Parts of the presidential battleground states of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Ohio fell short of delivery goals by wide margins. Mail-in ballots arriving past the deadline is a main reason many of them get rejected. I'm Shelley Antler.
Number of people hospitalized in New York because of the coronavirus climbing back over to 1,000 as of Thursday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you've fallen behind in your credit card payments during the shutdown, you're probably feeling some added pressures. But you don't have to solve these problems alone. Trinity Debt Management can help. All you have to do is give Trinity a quick call, and we'll take care of the rest. No one really knows what the future will bring, but one thing is for sure. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Here's the number.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
It's 4:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The only Las Vegas Strip casino which is still closed is about to reopen. The Cromwell will reopen October 29th, that's next Thursday, as an adults-only casino. Gaming analysts say the adults-only rule makes sense at the Cromwell. It's a smaller boutique hotel casino, which already has an emphasis on its casino offerings. Experts say it's a chance for the property to differentiate itself from the Caesars Entertainment Hotel casinos. MGM Resorts reopened Park MGM last month as a smoke-free hotel casino. Once the Cromwell reopens next week, Caesars will have just one Las Vegas property still closed, the Rio, which is just off the Las Vegas Strip. Clark County officials say more than half of the money available in its $50 million housing assistance program is already spoken for. Before the CARES Housing Assistance Program portal was launched last Thursday, the program was helping more than 3,800 county households. Since the portal went online on October 15th, another 4,700 households have applied for help. County officials launched the housing assistance program this past summer, providing funding that goes directly to the landlord, mortgage company, and utility companies.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Right now, we're getting some reduced speeds on the 15 south at Owens, north at Tropicana. Moderate flows on the southern beltway, 215 west at Valley Verde. And those 24/7 lane restrictions slowing things down on the 15 both directions between Cheyenne and Craig.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, the e-bikes. They're just amazing. You got to check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. We are now 11 days from Election Day. More early voting going on today and all this weekend. How is it all going to end up? We don't know. But let's check out how it's gone so far and check in with Michael Schaus, the Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. He joins us. What do you make of what amounts to almost the first week of early voting? Anything surprising you out there?
Not particularly. I think, you know, at this point, given the mass amounts of mail-in ballots and the way that the USPS is mishandling that, which is something most of us probably could have seen, I'm going to say don't prepare yourself for results election night. Just brace yourself for an uncomfortable amount of time of uncertainty there right afterwards. I think that's kind of unavoidable at this point.
And both sides say they have attorneys in place ready to fight this thing out in court. Do you think it will end up in court?
At least some portion of it will. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was mass litigation throughout just because of the chaos that is 2020. But I will tell you, no matter what, if there are close contests, given the way that the election system is rolled out this year, there's whichever side feels disenfranchised, they're going to be suing, and they're probably going to have at least enough merit to prolong the outcome for a while. So, you know, kind of, if you're old enough, sit back and think about 2000 and expect some sort of a, you know, prolonged battle like that, maybe even multiples of what happened in 2000.
Just over a half hour ago, Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, said that he has already filed suit to get more transparency, to get more poll watchers. They're saying that they can't have the poll watchers because of COVID-19. We know that he has already sued Joe Gloria and Barb Zagafsky, the Secretary of State. And now I don't know how quickly they can get in front of a judge, though.
Well, and that's kind of the problem is, you know, even if their case is ironclad and they've got all their ducks lined up in a row, the judicial system just is not a terribly expeditious process. So that's why I say people really need a brace for this to be drawn out, because even if there is a clear-cut case that either side is making, the judicial system is a very, very deliberative body. It is going to take some time for it simply to work out from the lower courts up to the higher courts. It's not a process that's going to go quick. And I think, you know, McDonald is rightly aware of that and understands that this is going to be a process, which is why he's already leveling charges against some folks for inadequacies that he's seeing today.
And I don't know what the state could have done differently due to COVID-19 and social distancing and all of that. Could you have bigger polling places, use high school gymnasiums instead of, you know, tents and things like that? I mean, is there something that could have been done instead?
Well, I mean, the biggest problem that we have here in Nevada is that it should have been, if you feel uncomfortable going out to vote in person, you request a mail-in ballot. And that's the way that it should have been pretty much everywhere, because there's not really a problem with absentee voting, you know, absentee ballots and things like that. There is a problem when you start mass mailing ballots out to everybody. You're just, forget fraud, just pure inaccuracies are going to lead to some problems there, some questions. On top of which, when you start to turn towards in-person voting, when everybody's been sent a mail-in ballot and people are showing up at the actual polling place, that's going to cause confusion. And that's really what we're dealing with this year, is more than anything else, it's just mass confusion. Nobody is ready for the type of election that we're about to have.
What do you think election night will look like? I'm just curious.
It's going to be crazy. Everybody's going to be sitting on pins and needles. Everybody's going to be watching that electoral map that they show on the cable news networks every single year. And you're going to see projections coming in. How accurate those projections are, that's going to be the big question. There are some states, you know, Texas, for example, has got a lot of mail-in ballots that have already come in, so they might be able to give you some decent projections. But there's going to be a lot of other states where it's such a mix and such a mess, they're going to have a big question mark throughout most of election night. It's going to be maybe the next day, maybe the day after that we start to see real results. And those results will be immediately questioned by whoever is losing in that particular election.
Well, and you know what I'm praying for. I'm praying for a big red wave blowing across the country where, you know, 25 votes here, 100 votes there isn't really going to matter. And that this thing is decided by about 8:45 Pacific time and we'll maybe earlier, that we will actually know. Do you think it's a possibility that this could just be a wave, blue or red?
Well, in 2020, anything's a possibility. I mean, you know, murder hornets could come back next week, too. let's say this. I think both sides are hoping for that right now. You look at kind of the political reality. Back in 2016, Donald Trump did win, but it was close. I mean, he was an underdog going into that election, and when he won by relatively thin margins in a number of states. Now, those states handed him a lot of electoral votes. This year, given everything that's going on, I'm not convinced that there's going to be a huge shift in either direction. I think both political tribes are kind of digging in and shoring up their ranks. So I'm afraid it's going to be a close election, which is bad news for anybody that wanted a definitive answer on election night. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully, you know, there is some sort of a widespread wave going on throughout the nation that makes it very clear, you know, 8 p.m. we're saying, oh, we know exactly who that winner is going to be.
Well, and there are states that are so tight, and not just at the presidential level, but at the U.S. Senate level, where the Senate's going to be in play, House members that are up for re-election. It's going to be bizarre. What did you think of the debate last night?
You know, it was not as chaotic as the first one, although that was that's an easy thing. I probably could have written that line down before I ever even watched the debate. It was not as chaotic. I do think that at this point, especially because we skipped a debate in there, I think at this point most of America is just wanting to have their bias confirmed. And both candidates kind of delivered on that. The biggest shock to me was Joe Biden at the very end basically taking a shot at oil and saying we're going to get rid of fossil fuels. You know, that raised a lot of eyebrows, but that's also Joe Biden being Joe Biden. Nobody really knows how much of that is actually ensconced in his proposed policies and how much of that is, you know, the man just saying something that comes to his brain.
Well, but no. When he says he wants to get to zero level fossil fuels are oil and gas and fracking and all of that.
Let's be clear. He has been crystal clear in the fact that he wants to get rid of fracking. And he is absolutely no friend to the quote-unquote oil industry. You know, it was funny to watch him walk back today, his comments during the debate, when he said, oh, no, we were talking about the subsidies. Well, maybe you were talking about the subsidies, but A, that's not what you said, and B, that's not what your history suggests. I mean, we can say pretty confidently Joe Biden's not going to be a friend to the oil and gas industry. But his little slip last night certainly raised more eyebrows than if he had come out and said in a more nuanced way, we need to reduce subsidies or move towards green energy or what have you. So I do think that was Joe Biden being Joe Biden, and it was him kind of showing his hand a little bit. The fact that if he's elected because of the special interest behind him, he is not going to be a fan or a friend to our most reliable, cheap source of energy in this country.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this special NPRI report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos and all those good folks. Also by Rico Alder, the owner of Carson Insulation in Mound House. Stick around, more to do with Michael Shouse as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect William Kephart.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that's left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
I have lived in Clark County for more than 50 years and would like to tell you about my friend Anna Albertson, who is running for Clark County District Court Judge, Department 17. Anna Albertson is a wife, mother, trial attorney, and business owner. She understands the judge's role is to fairly and impartially apply the law as written. She will not legislate from the bench. Anna Albertson's background and experience makes her the best choice for all of us for Department 17. Vote for Anna Albertson for District Court Judge in Department 17.
Paid for and authorized by the Committee to Elect Albertson.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds, and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, Sharon Angle, longtime political figure here in the state of Nevada, will join us just after 5 o'clock. So make sure you are with us. Michael Schaus joining us, communications director for NPRI. And this special NPRI report is brought to you in part by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association and Rico Aller at Carson Insulation. We've been talking a lot about the debates last night. And Michael, let me just ask you, had you ever heard of Tony Bobulinski before yesterday?
No. No, I don't think anybody has. It's amazing how quickly things will pop up in the news cycle. It's kind of the hallmark feature of 2020, where one day there's one scandal, and the next day all of a sudden a very random name is a household name.
Well, Tony Bobulinski held a news conference, made a statement, a long statement, yesterday, just an hour or so before the debate. You want to talk about an October surprise. Do you think his story is credible?
You know, I think that there certainly are aspects of the story that is credible. What's really interesting to me is to watch how the media has reacted to all this. Was it NPR that said they're not going to run the Joe Biden, the Joe Biden story because they're only interested in real news or what have you? It's been very interesting to watch the bias in the media just come out full-fledged. And, that's not just the legacy media and the traditional media. That's also social media. It's been very interesting to watch that come out. And I'm wondering how much of an impact that's going to have on folks come Election Day. When people are watching the results of the election filter in, you know, are people going to be filtering that in their own mind, saying, wait a minute, I know where these news organizations stand. I know how they treat news. How much of this should I actually believe, and how much should I, wait a couple hours and see what actually happens?
Well, to me, it's that snootiness that you get from the New York Times, all the news that's fit to print. And who gets to decide that? The New York Times. And that's the same thing, NPR declaring that it knows better than the public what's news.
Yeah, and, it's worrisome. Now, I will tell people this because I want to temper the worry that, there's a significant problem out there when it comes to bias, bias in the media, bias in social media. This is a real problem that is really impacting the information that you are able to access easily. That being said, everybody does need to take a deep breath and look back on it and realize this isn't really anything new. It might be more obvious right now, But it's more obvious because we have information at our fingertips. Back in the day, there were three networks that got to determine whatever you were allowed to hear. If Walter Cronkite didn't think that it was news, it wasn't news. So this isn't necessarily anything new. It's just more obvious today because we've got access to information, and we can access the information that the legacy media doesn't want us to.
Was Kristen Welker the best of the three moderators in this debate cycle?
You know, I think that at this point in the debate cycle, the debate commission kind of had it figured out a little bit more, and I think the candidates had it figured out a little bit more. So, you know, it doesn't really matter, I think, who the moderator was. You could have taken anybody else, put them in that situation, and it probably would have run better than the first debate, simply because everybody was a little bit more in the groove. And, you know, that's one of those, it happens each presidential cycle with, with the personality of Donald Trump and Joe Biden clashing. We all knew that first debate was going to be absolute craziness. We knew that it was going to be chaotic. And I think that whoever drew the straw for the third debate must have felt some relief, because by that time, you'd be able to have things figured out a little bit better.
Which Trump did you like in this debate cycle? Did you like the debate one Trump, or did you like the debate two or three Trump, if you will?
Well, you know, I'm going to step back for a second and say, you know, which Trump I like probably doesn't matter that much. I think it's really who Trump is trying to talk to. I get the sense, and I don't know this for sure because obviously I've got no scientific polling on this, but I get the sense that a lot of the MAGA crowd really enjoyed Trump in the first debate.
I did.
And I know a lot of folks did. There was a lot to love about it. But I also know that there were probably a lot of people who are not firmly in that crowd who really disliked it. So the question is, who is Trump trying to reach? And if Trump is trying to reach the people who are not already his big fans, his later debate appearance probably was a little bit better. But you know, you also have to energize the people that are your fans. You have to energize your base. Otherwise, what's the point? So there was, you know, there's a lot there. When you talk about who Trump's personality is and which one you like better, it's really which audience are you trying to reach?
The president immediately hitting the road, Joe Biden back in the bunker. And by the way, he's going to another one of those battleground states, Florida, with an appearance at the Villages. And then finishing up probably in about 10 minutes, he'll be on the stage in Pensacola, Florida. The president has said, and his surrogates have told me, he plans on being out anywhere from 2 times to 5 times a day for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what we were just talking about a little while ago when we were talking about election results and the fact that this probably, you know, maybe I'll be proven wrong, but it's probably not going to be a blowout on either side. Trump's definitely got this right. You need to go out there and you need to be as many places as possible, talking to as many people and getting as many people riled up as you can. Joe Biden, obviously, he has a very different mentality. He clearly either doesn't think that's necessary or he's incapable of doing it. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Democrats try to really up their get out the vote campaign in this, you know, last week. But yeah, it doesn't surprise me that Trump is out right away. He should be, because this is not a foregone conclusion for either side right now. So he's got to be making FaceTime with as many people as he can.
It is still very much an open question who's going to win the presidency on November 3rd or 4th or 5th. By the way, what's the over-under on NPRI's office pool as to when this will actually be decided?
It's interesting. I was talking to one of our colleagues just recently, our actually a legislative affairs guy. He's not convinced that there's going to be a definite resolution until after the first of the year.
Oh, my God.
So there's definitely some pessimism there. Again, I think all of us would be happy to be proven wrong. But just the way that the year is going, the way that the election season is unfolding, forgetting politics for a second, just the logistics of all the mail-in ballots, all the absentees, all the changes because of COVID nationwide, we're talking about 50 state races. Each one with very strange rules that in many cases were implemented at the last minute, that's going to cause some confusion. And that's going to cause some delays.
If folks want to help you out at NPRI, I know you folks perform just an amazing service to our democracy. If they want to help you out financially, volunteering, whatever, where do they go? How do they find you?
Yeah, best place.